And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 13th of March, 2015. It's the birthday of Uncle Sam as a cartoon. Made his debut on this day in 1852, a cartoon in the New York Lantern. The name Uncle Sam had been around since about 1810, but this was the first time that someone thought to draw him in human form. Frank Henry Ballou was the artist. It's the birthday of Percival Lowell, born Boston, 1855, studied mathematics and history at Harvard, and was not happy working in the family's textile business and decided to devote himself to astronomy and to studying Mars. He believed that the canals on Mars offered proof of intelligent life. And so he built his private observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, the Lowell Observatory. It was on this date in 1781 the English astronomer Sir William Herschel discovered the planet Uranus. Other people had seen it, but he was the first one to figure out that it was a planet and not a star. And he could see that it was very far from the sun, farther even than Saturn, the farthest known planet at that time. Over the years, astronomers have discovered 27 moons orbiting the planet, which is named for the Greek god of the sky, Uranus. It's the birthday of Janet Flanner, born Indianapolis, 1892, who left for Paris with her female lover in 1922 for the amenities of Paris. She was going to become a fiction writer, and then she began writing a letter from Paris for the New Yorker magazine. She wrote the letter for 50 years, nearly 700 installments under the name Genet. And it's the birthday of L. Ron Hubbard, Lafayette Ronald Hubbard, born in Tilden, Nebraska, 1911, who in 1950 published Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health, which promised that a therapeutic process called auditing could erase traces of traumatic experience and cure any physical or mental ailment. He founded the Church of Scientology in 1954, died of a stroke in 1986 on his ranch in California. Here's a poem for today by David Romtvedt entitled Still. The children are sleeping, and the cows and chickens are sleeping, and the grass itself is sleeping. The machines are off, and the neighbor's lights a half mile away are out, and the moon is hanging like a powdered face in a darkened room, and the snow is shining under stars the way we are shining here in our cold skins under warm quilts. We pull our shirts over our heads and toss them to the floor, and the only thing grotesque is the space through which we stumble each night. I roll to you and put my hand on your skin. You shiver and smile, cold but not too cold, some cold I like, and draw my hand closer. I pull it away and jam it in my armpit. And while I wait for the blood, I look at you, admire your face, your neck and breasts, your belly and thighs, the shadowy double of you thrown by candlelight to the wall. There is no season, no grass gone brown, no cold, and no one to say we are anything but beautiful, swimming together across the wide channel of night. A poem entitled Still by David Romtvedt from Some Church, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.